This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Philip Spiegel. Philip, how are you?
Good, Henrik. How are you?
Good. Philip, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I've come out of the stock footage and film archive world and have been doing digital asset management before it even had that kind of cool title. We used to call it just sort of getting our house in order and being, you know, as smart about our assets as possible. And as this world has evolved to be more robust and more sort of ingrained in other businesses, it's just grown around me and taken off in lots of ways. Most recently, I've been involved in media archives and their relationship to dams, previously at Getty Images, as well as National Geographic, in getting their archive in order and getting the house in order to be able to efficiently get things into the dam system so it can be retrieved and used and repurposed and recontent, monetized as need be.
How does a information management and consulting company help a major news organization with dam?
Well, I think that the exciting thing about where I'm at now is that we get to really apply our specialty in an environment that is brilliant at doing what they do, but not necessarily focused on the sort of outer fringe type projects like archive management and dam management, and being really masters of their fate. It's not their core competency. It is our core competency. Mm-hmm. And it's a great opportunity for us to bring in our specialty and offer a great service to free up the energies for them to focus on what they do best. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, and it's really an exciting opportunity for both of us. We're embedded here, and really it's sort of seamless and transparent. It doesn't, if you didn't know that, other than the badges being slightly different, mm-hmm. It's really irrelevant. But, you know, behind the scenes at a management level, we're able to really apply good best practices and get into the weeds far deeper than could have happened before because, frankly, again, it just wasn't their core competency.
That's fair. And what advice would you give dam professionals or people aspiring to become a dam professional?
Well, I think there's two different sets of advice I would give. For dam professionals already in the business, already working on projects, I always lean toward, you know, technology and being technology agnostic, mm-hmm. and, you know, not sort of preconceiving an idea of how a particular device or a product may make your life easier, but instead really coming more organically from the, what am I trying to achieve? What is my core business need? What are my key, who are my key clients and users, and how do they interact with the systems they have now, and how would they interact with the systems going forward? And then build a plan around that, and then find the technology that makes the most sense for those particular requirements once they're identified. It's really easy for all of us to be geeky, you know, kids in a candy store, and sort of mm-hmm. get real excited about the different, you know, gadgets, but we have to fight the temptation and remember that we are all trying to solve basic workflow and process questions and problems, and can't lose sight of that. So that's a huge one I advocate on.
Great point.
And I've spoken, you know, before about how technology can be our savior, but it's not the only thing that'll make things different. There have been plenty of instances where I've been in environments where money spent on a technology solution could have easily gone toward something not necessarily technology driven, and we would have gotten just as good, if not the same result. So it's really, you know, important not to sort of pick out the car before you really know how to drive.
Totally.
For people who are aspiring to be in this profession, I think that it's important to really get your hands dirty. Big fan of experience, you know, on-the-job training. And I think that, you know, what was really exciting about the recent Trinisphere conference in New York was there were so many people who were there from programs, you know, either at Columbia or Pratt, and they're getting there's an opportunity for them to be exposed where I think, you know, when I was younger in that age, it was more just organic. Mm-hmm. Just, again, you know, it didn't really have any sort of formal umbrella industry around it.
Sure.
But again, I think it's important to just get your hands dirty and to really, mm-hmm. you know, just intern or volunteer or work part-time, mm-hmm. but try to get into a real-world situation. It's going to be the most valuable experience. It's great to have theory. It's great to be able to talk to others and to, you know, participate at mm-hmm. Different events. But until you really kind of like are thrown into the deep end of the pool, you may not, you know, have as much as you could otherwise.
That makes sense. Well, thanks, Philip.
Well, thank you, Henrik. It's good to talk to you.
You too. For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.